Coverage of the Legion Zone Double A baseball tournament continues. That is Legion Zone number 4 with the Double A baseball tournament. If you're just joining us, Hiawatha in our first game tonight beat Seneca by a final score of 6-2, and now we're set for Doniphan County and the top seed Corning in the NICAD. Brandon Tabman with you. Logan Carpenter, our studio producer. Let's get to the starting lineups. And we will start with the visitors from Doniphan County. Dustin Veach will lead things off. He's pitching tonight. Ryder Davis is batting second. He is at shortstop. Austin Grable's in center field. He bats third. And the cleanup spots, Logan Blevins. He's at second base. Cooper Eberle is catching, batting fifth. Cole Franken's in left field, batting sixth. Beckham Griffin is at first base, batting seventh. Coulter Peterson at third base, bats eighth. And Seth Judd, he is in right and batting ninth. So again, for Doniphan County, Veach pitching, Davis at short, Grable in center, Blevins at second, Eberle catching, Franken in left, Griffin at first, Peterson at third, and Judd is in right. For the top seed in Corning, it'll be Trent Talley leading things off. He's at second base. Zach Fisher's at shortstop. He'll bat second. Drew Gibbs is the pitcher. He bats third. JT Ross, the cleanup spot, and in left field. Kyler Womack catching. He bats fifth. Brett Heideman at first base, batting sixth. Henry Heideman bats seventh. He is at third. Hunter Lehman in center, batting eighth. And Miles Wimberly in right and batting ninth. So again, for Corning, Talley at second, Fisher at short, Gibbs pitching, Ross in left, Womack catching, Brett Heideman at first, Henry Heideman at third, Lehman in center, Wimberly is in right field. Winner of this game gets Hiawatha tomorrow night, and then the winner of that game earning a spot in the state tournament next week in Concordia. That'll be the late game tomorrow night. Our first game at 6 tomorrow evening, that'll be Sabetha and Seneca, which is an elimination game. Corning in the baby blue tops, gray pants. Corning coming up in their gold tops, or I should say Doniphan County coming up with their gold tops and white pants, red numerals and lettering. So here we go. Corning with Drew Gibbs. He is on the bump, and it's Dustin Veach who is leading things off here for Doniphan County after they won a wild game last night over Sabetha, 11-8 in 9 innings, to get to this game here tonight with the top seed Corning. So here we go. Game number 2 of our doubleheader. Andrew Gibbs will lift and fire the Centralia Panther to Dustin Veach, and it's a fastball high for ball 1. So we're officially underway. Gibbs working quickly, the 1-0, and a ground ball right side caught by Heideman over there at first. That's Brett Heideman, makes a nice play and touches the bag for out number 1. That'll bring up the shortstop, Ryder Davis. Corning and Doniphan County played one game on June 4th. Corning won it 11-6, and then the second game of what should have been a doubleheader got rained out. So that's the lone game these two have played against each other this summer so far. First pitch low and away, ball 1 to Ryder Davis. Gibbs' next pitch is over but low, and it's 2-0. Gibbs working quickly and fires the 2-0. This is high, and it's quickly 3-0. Just getting going. Top of the first, no score. One out, nobody on. Davis, a 3-0 count. Gibbs his pitch is high, and it's a 4-pitch walk, and there's our first base runner. That'll bring up Austin Grable, the center fielder. So defensively behind Gibbs on the mound, he is throwing to the catcher, Womack. The Heidemans at the corner infield spots. Henry at third, Brett at first. You got Talley at second, Fisher at short. Ross the left fielder, Lehman the center fielder, and Wimberly the right fielder. Gibbs, his first pitch, missing inside for a ball to Grable. TVL throwing against TVL. Gibbs the Centralia Panther, Grable the Troy Trojan. Next pitch by Gibbs, missing low, and it's 2-0, so 6 straight that have missed the zone here for Gibbs. Gibbs will throw back to first. Davis back in safely. Hiawatha beat Seneca in the first game tonight by a final score of 6-2. 2-0 by Gibbs. High chopper right back to Gibbs. He will make the safe out, throw to first, and record the second out as Davis is up to second base. So here is Logan Blevins, the second baseman. A base hit could give Doniphan County an early run. Davis at second base with two down. Ooh, and the first pitch, it's a high fastball, and that rides in, and it gets Blevins on the left shoulder. And he will head to first, and probably did not feel too hot. So now two on and two outs, and coming up will be Cooper Eberle, who is our player of the game in last night's ball game and their win over Sabetha. He reached base all five times, including four hits, two singles, a couple of doubles, and he drove in four. So he was dynamite in that win over Sabetha last night. Now he has an RBI chance here in the top of the first. Davis at second, Blevins at first. Two outs, no score, top one. First pitch, Gibbs. Fastball in there for a strike. Beautiful night for some baseball. Calm temperatures, not much of a breeze. Next pitch, a little bit outside for a ball. And it's one ball and one strike. Gibbs will have to work out of a jam here in the first. Next pitch, low and away, and it's 2-1. So a ground out, a walk, a ground out, and a hit batter. Runners at first and second, two down. Gibbs, long look to second, now fires, and it skips up into the backstop it goes, and both runners advancing. That pitch hit the dirt before it got to home plate and then took a wild bounce over Womack. Went to the backstop, so Davis now at third, Blevins up to second. 2-1 the count on Eberle. And he'll take a fastball in there for a strike, and it evens up at 2-2. So a big pitch here early, Doniphan County. Chance to strike first, can Gibbs get out of it? Ground ball towards the center circle, fielded by Fisher, played it beautifully. A low throw that is dug out by Brett Heidemann at first. Well, it could have been a disastrous little swing there. It turns into no runs in the first, so a couple left on for Doniphan County. We head to the bottom of the first, no score.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaltzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same, to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Doniphan County, they strand two in the top of the first inning. No score as we hit the bottom of the first. Brandon and Logan with you. Thank you so much for hanging with us here tonight. Second night of the Zone 4 AA Legion Baseball Tournament here in Seneca. Hiawatha already a winner in the first game tonight, 6-2 over Seneca. Now the top seed Corning coming up against Doniphan County for the first time in this game. It'll be Trent Talley, Zach Fisher, and Drew Gibbs going against Dustin Veach for Doniphan County. So the Centralia Panther, Trenton Talley. Corning. Corning and Hiawatha, the top two seeds coming in. They certainly record-wise separated themselves throughout the course of the summer. The one matchup between these two back in early June was an 11-6 Corning victory. And here we go. First pitch to Tally from Veach is in there for a strike. Veach pitching to Everly, the catcher. Peterson at third. Davis at short. Blevins at second. Griffin at first. Next pitch inside for a ball. One ball and one strike. In the outfield, it's Franken in left, Grable in center, and Judd in right. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch by Veach, and it's roped into right field over the outstretched arms of Blevins at second, and it's down for a hit. So on a 1-1 count, Tally a sharp single to right, and he is on to begin the bottom of the first. That'll bring up the Onega Buffalo in Zach Fisher. Fisher playing shortstop, batting number two, wearing jersey number 20. That's from the right side, Veach, a right-handed thrower. Veach now quickly out of the stretch, glancing at first, and fires in there for a strike. And it's 0-1. Sun not all the way down just yet, but it's getting there. Lights are on. Beautiful night. Next pitch, low and away. It gets away to the backstop, and Tally up to second base without a throw. So Tally at second, nobody out. Count 1-1 here on Zach Fisher. Veach steps off the rubber, looks back. Tally at second. Not much of a lead back there, but keeping a close eye. Fisher, an RBI chance here to break the scoreless tie in the bottom of the first. Next pitch low and away, and it's two balls and one strike. Tally with a leadoff single, got to second on a wild pitch. And the 2-1 by Veach is a ground ball, center circle, and it skips off the glove of Davis, and everyone is safe. That'll be an E6, and runners at the corners now with nobody out. So here's Drew Gibbs, pitching in this game tonight, batting from the right side, wearing jersey number 11. It's the call from the third base coach. Tally at third, Fisher at first. Veach, a couple glances, likes the call, fires, pitches outside, and Fisher takes off, throw to second, now to home, and it's going to be an out. They cut off the throw to second base as Fisher took off, and then Tally sprinted for home, and the throw was on target, and they get the out. And a huge first out. As it was played beautifully by the middle infield of Doniphan County. Cut off by Davis and a sharp throw to home, getting Tally. But now one out with a runner at second. Veach with the pitch, and it's going to be a strike. So one ball and one strike here on Gibbs. Gibbs, a dangerous right-handed hitter. Next pitch by Veach is high for a ball, stolen base, and under the tag safely is Zach Fisher. Just beat the throw. It was a nice throw by Everly, and it was a close play, but Fisher just got under the tag. And he's at third with one out. Now Everly's going to go up to the mound and have a conversation with Veach. So a single and an error in the inning. a wild pitch, a stolen base, and then a caught stealing. Count 2-1 on Gibbs. The runner at third is Zach Fisher. No score, bottom one. Corning and Doniphan County. Hiawatha already winning against Seneca tonight. So the winner of this game gets Hiawatha tomorrow night, and the winner of that advancing to the state tournament in Concordia. Next pitch was outside, 3-1 on Gibbs. Next pitch. Gibbs threw his bat. He thought it was ball four, but it's in there for a strike, and he's got to go back and grab the bat. And now the count is full at 3-2. Good location on the outside corner there by Dustin Veach. Shakes off one side, big 3-2, likes the second call. Now the pitch. It is outside, ball four. So Gibbs to first, runners at the corners with one down, and that brings up the cleanup man in JT Ross. So Veach having to work out of a pickle here in the first, and Corning trying to get on the board first. First pitch by Veach to Ross, gets away, and no advance by Fisher at third, but Gibbs able to go from first to second. So now second and third with one out, and the count 1-0 on JT Ross. So Corning in a good spot, even though Talley got caught trying to steal home on a nice cutoff play from second base on a double steal attempt. Next pitch low to Ross, it's 2-0. A talented lineup. Corning came in with a record of 9-2. They went 8-1 in league play, earning them the top seed in this five-team tournament. Ground ball right side. This will get a run in. It's batted down by Griffin. Late throw. Not in time. So a run is in, and Corning takes a 1-0 lead, and everybody is safe. That was a tough play to make for Griffin. Unofficially, a single and an RBI. Gibbs going second to third, so they're still at the corners with one out, but now a 1-0 Corning lead, and Kyler Womack, a very dangerous hitter, up to the plate. Veach fires, and it's hit well to center field, or left center, I should say, and it drops in for a hit. And it's an RBI single by Kyler Womack, and it's now 2-0 Corning. So Womack swinging on the first pitch, drives it to left center. Gibbs scoring from third. Ross up to second base. So now first and second with one down. Two across here in the bottom of the first. That brings up Brett Heideman. Veach. Fastball swung on and missed by Brett Heideman. And it's 0-1. Corning strikes first here in the bottom of the first. They have tacked on two and a chance for more. Still only one out and two on. Pitch by Veach. Slow chopper to the right side, but it's going to be foul. And Brett Heideman's going to have to really protect down in the count 0-2. Runner at second base, JT Ross. The runner at first, Kyler Womack. The 0-2 count to Brett Heideman at the plate. Veach out of the stretch. Settles, glancing at seconds, and fires. And it's low and inside, gets away from Everly, and everyone advances. Ross to third, and Womack to second base. So Veach has had a couple of wild pitches here in the inning. Now base hit could double up this lead here in the first. Pitch by Veach. Just missing inside, and it's now evened up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Doniphan County left two on base in the first. Corning has come back and has scored two here in the first, and now this one is blooped towards right center field, and it's going to drop in for a hit. On a two-strike count, Heideman comes through, and it's an RBI single. Great effort by Blevins at second base, laying out for a diving effort, but it drops into shallow right center, and it's now 3-0 Corning. Three straight hits for Corning. RBIs by Ross, Womack, and Heideman. Womack goes first to third. Heideman now at first, and here is Henry Heideman. First pitch by Veach in there for a strike. So Corning jumping out early and still a chance for more. Still only one out in the inning. Veach has thrown a lot of pitches here in the first. And now this one, oh, it goes right back up the middle, and that could have been disastrous. Veach jumped out of the way in time. It's going to be a hit and an RBI. Oh, man, the heart stops. And they will stop play because it still looked like it might have caught Veach in the right shoulder, but that could have been much, much worse. That was off the bat hot and with a lot of heat. And screaming right back to Veach, and it got by him into center field. So Henry Heideman comes through with a base hit and an RBI. Womack scores. Brett Heideman up to second base. Four straight RBI hits here in the inning. That brings up Hunter Lehman, the center fielder. Whew. Just glad that Veach was able to avoid that. He's got to settle back in with Lehman stepping in with two on and one out and four across. And now this one's hit to shallow right field, and that drops in for a hit. And they're going to hold everybody, so the bases are now going to be loaded for the number nine hitter, Miles Wimberly. So this is turning into a big inning. And can turn into an even bigger inning. And now we will have a meeting on the hill. The bases are loaded with still one out. Corning has already scored four here in the first. Miles Wimberly up next, the number nine hitter. Corning has batted around already in the first. So a single, an error, a walk. In between there, Trenton Talley was caught stealing home. But after that walk to Gibbs, Ross singled, Womack singled, both Heideman singled, and then Lehman singled. Ross, Womack, Brett and Henry Heideman all driving in a run. And now Wimberly about to step up with the bases loaded and one out. Veach will continue to pitch. So here's Miles Wimberly. And Veach, with them loaded, will just go back to the windup. And the first pitch, off speed, low for a ball. Corning is playing their first game since June 28th. Their last two games against Hiawatha and Marysville were rained out, and they swept Seneca in those last games on June 28th and scored a total of 31 runs. A 2-0, a slow chopper back to Veach. He'll underhand home to get the first out, or I should say the lead out for out number two, and that is a big out. As they will get Brett Heideman out at home. Everyone else advancing. Henry Heideman to third, Lehman to second, and Wimberly reaching on the fielder's choice. So back to the top of the order. Bases loaded, two outs for Trenton Talley. The Let's see if Tally can come through. Veach, first pitch outside for a ball. Again, Tally led off the inning with a single and ultimately got home, or tried to go home on a double steal attempt, but he was thrown out. And now he ropes one to center field, and that drops in for a hit. One run is in, and they will stop it after that. So Tally with two singles in the inning. This one drives in a run. The bases are loaded still with two outs, and it's now 5-0. That'll bring up Zach Fisher. Gotta get this out if you're Doniphan County. Corning has done the damage and has turned this bottom of the first into a big inning. A very dangerous hitter up, first pitch outside for a ball. Fisher reached on an error and scored the first run of the game. Now they're loaded with two down. Beach out of the windup and fires. Ground ball right side, should end the inning. Blevins fields it to first in time. But 11 come up to the plate for Corning in the bottom of the first. They plate five, and they lead Doniphan County 5-0 here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner. And does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meets meat satisfaction.
Kansaland Radio.
Corning with the damage in the home half of the first, plating five runs on seven hits. They send 11 to the plate and a 5-0 advantage as Doniphan County comes up for a second time. In the top of the second inning, it'll be Cole Franken to lead things off. Beckham Griffin and Coulter Peterson also due up for Doniphan County against Drew Gibbs. So Corning, the top seed coming in, the two seed Hiawatha winning earlier tonight over Seneca by a 6-2 final. So Hiawatha awaits the winner of this game, and they will play the late game tomorrow night at 8 o'clock with the winner of that being the first of two teams to punch a ticket to the state tournament. We have five teams in this field. Two are off to Concordia next week. And Corning with a five spot in the first. First pitch by Gibbs to Cole Franken is swung on and missed for strike number one. Five runs on seven hits for Corning in the first. They were all singles. There's a curveball that catches the outside corner. Franken quickly down. It is an 0-2 count. Gibbs faced five in the first. Doniphan County left two stranded. Had him at second and third, but Everly grounded out to short to end the inning. Franken called time, steps back in, here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss! Or I should say, caught it with a high fastball, went right through it. And there's the first strikeout for Drew Gibbs. That'll bring up Beckham Griffin, the first baseman. So one up and one down. Here in the top of the second, Corning 5, Doniphan County nothing. Gibbs works quickly, first pitch to Griffin. Is low for a ball. Gibbs liking the signs from Womack. Fastball in there for a strike. It's one ball and one strike. loser of this game, as Griffin fouls one off, and it's 1-2, would get the winner of the Sabetha Seneca game that'll be played tomorrow night on Friday night. Here's a 2-2 from Gibbs. Swing and a miss. Off speed, over the top of it. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the second. Here's Colter Peterson, the third baseman. It's a little bit odd with it being a five-team field and a double elimination format. First pitch to Peterson, a high fastball that swung on and missed. But Hiawatha again with their win over Seneca. They are one win away. Another fastball swung on and missed. And quickly 0-2. And an 0-2 by Gibbs. Just missing outside, 1-2. Chance to strike out the side here in the second. Corning with the 5-0 lead. Bender in there. Got him buckled at the knees. And Gibbs will strike out the side in the second. To the bottom of the second we go. 5-0 Corning.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Kansaland Radio.
Brandon and Logan with you. We continue on here from Seneca. Second game tonight of our doubleheader. It's all Corning so far. After 5 runs in the first, they come up here for a second time in the bottom of the second. A 5-0 lead over Doniphan County. Legion Zone 4 AA Baseball Tournament. Corning sent 11 to the plate in the first. 5 runs and 7 hits. Drew Gibbs will lead things off. He struck out the side in that last half inning. First pitch by Dustin Beach, missing inside for a ball. Gibbs first at bat. He walked and scored. Quick work by Beach. The 1-0 is fouled straight back. So Gibbs, Ross, and Womack do up for Corning here in the inning. Doniphan County, they used 3 pitchers in the 9-inning win last night. Next pitch outside, 2 balls and 1 strike. And Beach worked an inning, actually pitched a scoreless 8th inning. Next pitch outside to Drew Gibbs, and it's now 3-1. So a hitter's count, 3 balls and 1 strike. Here's the pitch by Veach, watching all the way, and it's in there for a strike. So the count is full. State tournament next week in Concordia. 8 teams in total. And there's ball 4, as Gibbs will walk for a 2nd straight inning. Bringing up JT Ross. Concordia already has their Legion team in, as they are the host, so they get an automatic bid. 2 teams from our 5-team zone will qualify. We'll have 1 team stamped tomorrow night. And by Friday, we will know the second team on their way. Ground ball right side, and it finds the hole. First pitch swinging for Ross, and it's a sharp single. He is 2-for-2. Gibbs will stop at second base. So Gibbs at second, Ross at first, nobody out. Here's Kyler Womack. It started with Ross in the first. That was produced five straight hits. Womack in that mix there with a single and an RBI. 5-0 Corning in the bottom of the second. Now they're threatening for more. Pitch by Veach to Womack is a fly ball to center field, though playable. Grable comes in, makes the catch for the first out, either runner advancing. That'll bring up Brett Heideman, singled in a run in his first AB. He's got Gibbs at second, Ross at first with one down. Veach will step off the rubber, look the runner back to second base. That's Gibbs. Didn't have much of a lead, but keeping him honest. Brett Heideman on a 2-2 count in his first at-bat, just looped one to shallow right center. Now he rips this one down the line, just barely foul. Could have been extra bases, but it's going to be a strike. Donovan County, light on numbers. They only have one sub, and it's Alex Deshaun. Corning has three subs on the lineup card in this game tonight. 0-1 count, Veach looking to second, now fires, and it's inside. It skips away from Everly, and both runners advancing. So Gibbs to third and Ross to second. Count 1-1 on Brett Heideman. Brett Heideman, a lefty. Against Veach, a righty. Little open on his stance. And he hits this one to the opposite field, and that finds the gap. And Heideman again coming through. He'll drive in two. It is a 2-RBI single. He is driven in three. He is 2-for-2, and Corning now leads it 7-0. Sharp opposite field shot. That'll bring up Henry Heideman. Who singled in a run in his first AB. He'll swing and miss at the first pitch off speed. Nicely put there by Veach, and it's 0-1. Balls and one strike, one out, bottom of the second inning. Corning a 7-0 lead here against Donovan County. Slow roller left side, and it finds the hole past Davis. Henry Heideman now 2-for-2. And Brett moves up to second base. So you've got the Heidemans on, and here is Hunter Lehman. Now Brett Heideman at second, Henry Heideman at first. Here's Hunter Lehman, singled in his first at bat. Two more across in the inning, 7-0, the Corning lead. Putting it on Donovan County here in this nightcap so far. First pitch by Veach in there for a strike. Veach is certainly grinding here early in this game. There's a nice pitch that swung on and missed. And Lehman quickly down 0-2. Breaking ball that just tailed away off the zone, and Lehman missed all of it. Two on, one out. 0-2 count. And a foul ball, and Lehman stays alive. Seven runs, 10 hits so far. for Corning. Still batting in the bottom of the second. Next pitch is high and inside. It's 1-2. Still a chance for more. Trying to continue to pad this lead early in this game. Pitch 5 each and a swing and a miss. Down goes Lehman. Swinging right through a high fastball, and there's out number 2. That'll bring up Miles Wimberly, reaching on a fielder's choice in his first at-bat. Can Beach get out of it? Only giving up 2. There's a pitch that's high and inside, gets away from Everly, into the backstop it goes, and both Heidemans advance. Brett down to 3rd, and Henry to 2nd. So a base hit could add 2 more. One ball and no strikes here on Wimberly. Beach out of the windup and fires. Pitch is high. And it's 2-0. All Corning here early against Doniphan County. A 7-0 lead, still batting in the bottom of the second. Beach wasting no time and fires. Just missing outside. It's now 3-0 with Trenton Talley due up next. See if Wimberly has the green light or if he watches this 3-0 all the way. And fires in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. Caught it on the outside corner. Now Wimberly might change the mindset here with a 3-1 count. Pitch 5 each is a foul ball right side and tailing out of play. And now the count full at 3-2. Brett Heideman at 3rd, Henry Heideman at 2nd. 2 runs have already scored in the inning. Corning leads it 7-0. A full count pitch coming up here to Miles Wimberly. Beach likes it. Shakes, lifts, fires, and it's fouled away. So we'll do it again at 3-2. So if it holds, and barring a wild comeback from Doniphan County, which there's plenty of time left in this game, but if the scores hold, matchups tomorrow would be Sabetha and Seneca, then the nightcap would be Corning and Hiawatha. Another foul ball here by Wimberly. That one actually bounced up off his helmet and skipped back into play, but it's going to stay 3-2. They'll try it again. Three balls and 2 strikes. Beach shakes, lifts, and fires. And it's roped right back to center field, and it drops in for a hit. Both runs will come in to score, and now it gets away from Grable in center field. And that's not stopping Wimberly. He rounds 2nd, throw to 3rd. It's offline, and he is in there safely. 9-0, Corning leads it. It'll go down as a single and an error. It dropped in front of Grable in center, and then he botched it on the exchange and kind of kicked it away, and Wimberly kept sprinting around the bases and got all the way to 3rd. Now another meeting on the hill here for Doniphan County as it's getting away from them. They're now down 9-0. And it looks like they may be rocking a pitching change. And they will. So it looks like it might be Grable coming in from center field. So we'll step aside. Doniphan County with the pitching change. It's all Corning here in the bottom of the second inning. They're still batting with 2 down and a runner at 3rd. They lead it 9-0 here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Kansaland Radio.
Austin Grable comes in. He is the new pitcher for Doniphan County, taking the spot of Dustin Veach. As Corning still continuing to bat in the bottom of the second inning, they have plated four more, and their lead is 9-0, with Miles Wimberly at third base and two down. Brandon Tabb and Logan Carpenter with you. Our coverage of Legion Baseball all throughout the season, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Also, C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information. And also KIMTS Trucking of Sabetha. They offer great employment packages and options for their truck drivers. So Grable will be the new pitcher. He's trying to get out of the inning. Needs just one more out, but at the top of the order with Corning and Trenton Talley, who bats for a third time already, and we're still just in the bottom of the second. Talley is at two at-bats, and he has singled twice. And now he comes up for a third time with Miles Wimberly at third base. 9-0, Corning in front. Here we go, Grable on the mound. Veach now playing out in center field. First pitch by Grable to Talley. There's a fastball in there for a strike. Corning, the potent offense that has been known for piling up runs in bunches throughout the course of the summer. And now this is a shot off the inside part of the bat. Long throw for the shortstop, and the play is made. Good play by Davis over to Griffin at first. And Talley is retired, and Grable does finish off the inning. But again, four more across for Corning. We head to the third inning. It is 9-0 here on KNCA.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lear's in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Are you a rancher? Are you worried about commodity prices? Livestock Risk Protection, also known as LRP, provides your business with a defense against declining livestock prices in the future for fed cattle, feeder cattle, and swine. No one can predict where prices will end up, so take away the worry with LRP. Contact SBS Insurance Agency at 785-336-2821 to learn more about protecting your livestock business.
SBS Insurance. The home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
Four more runs for Corning in the bottom of the second inning. They lead Doniphan County 9-0 as we start the third. Final game of our double dip here tonight. Two more games on tap tomorrow and then two more on Friday. Wrapping up this Zone 4 AA Legion Baseball Tournament with two of the five teams in the field off to state next week. Hiawatha with a win earlier tonight against Seneca by a 6-2 final. We'll get the winner of this game, which right now looks to be Corning on their way, barring a DC big-time comeback, but still a lot of game left. But Gibbs has looked sharp on the mound. He struck out the side in the second. And he will get Seth Judd, the number 9 hitter, to start the third. So it'll be Judd, Veach, and Davis. Seth Judd, the right fielder, batting number 9 and wearing jersey number 9. Bats from the right side. Gibbs a righty. Gets the first sign from Womack and fires. Low and outside, a fastball for ball number 1. 9 runs on 11 hits. Judd swings over the top of that fastball, and it's 1-1. Donovan County had 2 base runners in the first, but it was a walk and a hit batter, so still looking for their first hit of the game. There's another swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. The 1-2 to Judd. Outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Gibbs, liking the signs from Womack. The 2-2 is popped up left side. Foul territory. It's Womack, the catcher, who settles and makes the catch for the first out. So that brings up the top of the order, and Dustin Veach, who grounded out to first in his first at bat. He bats from the left side against the right-handed thrower in Gibbs. So Gibbs has retired 5 straight, and the first pitch to Veach in there for a strike. Veach, a lefty, open on his stance, slight bend to the knees, fouls this one straight back, and it's 0-2. Corning, a 9-0 lead here in the top of the third. And a bender just missing on the outside and off the plate, and it's 1-2 to Veach. And a 1-2. In there, strike 3 call looking, and Veach is down. 4 strikeouts now for Gibbs. That'll bring up Ryder Davis, so 2 up and 2 down. Gibbs cooking here early. He got to give up a hit. First pitch, curveball into the dirt for ball number 1. Davis did reach on a walk in his first at bat. Donovan County left runners at 2nd and 3rd in the first. There's a fastball at the knees for a strike, and it's 1-1. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, now 1-2. Gibbs works quickly, trying to retire Donovan County 1-2-3 for back-to-back innings. Gibbs a 1-2 and fires. It is outside for a ball, and it's 2-2. Corning scored 5 in the first and 4 in the second. They lead it 9-0. 2-2, and in the dirt, skips away, and the count folded Davis at 3-2 with Austin Grable due up next. And it's fouled away. So we'll try it again at 3-2. Gibbs has struck out 4 of the last 5. And a chance to make it 5 of the last 6 if he can get one here. The 3-2. Another foul ball. Good at bat here by Ryder Davis. Staying alive with a couple of foul balls. Trying to get it 3-2. Here's the 3-2 by Gibbs. And it's a swing and a miss, a foul tip, but it's caught by Womack to secure the strikeout and the out. So Gibbs has now struck out 5 of the last 6. Cruising along to the bottom of the third we go. Corning with the 9-0 lead.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
Corning lead as we start bottom of the third inning. Brandon and Logan with you. Thanks for hanging with us tonight. Legion Zone AA Baseball Tournament here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Austin Grable back to work on the bump for DC. He will get 2, 3, and 4 in the Corning lineup, which is Zach Fisher, Drew Gibbs, and JT Ross. Corning scored 5 runs on 7 hits in the first. They added 4 more on 4 hits in the second. 9-0 lead. Winner of this one gets Hiawatha in a monster game tomorrow night, with the winner of that one being the first of the two teams to advance to the state tournaments in Concordia next week. Hiawatha got a really good start from Cooper Jacobson, who went 6 strong. He had 5 strikeouts, gave up 4 hits and 1 run in that 6-2 win over Seneca. Drew Gibbs has struck out 5 of the last 6 he has faced and has been dynamite for Corning here early. So 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Zach Fisher will lead things off, reached via an error, and scored a run in the first, and then grounded out to end the first. And he comes up for a third time here to lead off the bottom of the third. Fisher, 2-1A All-State selection this past spring. Onega, their best season arguably in school history, with a fourth-place finish in the Class 2-1A tournament. First pitch by Grable. Fastball runs inside for ball one. A little bit of a breeze pushing towards the corner in left field, about 5 to 10 miles per hour. 1-0 pitch by Grable. Sharply hit down the left side. It's fielded by the third baseman, Peterson, but the throw is wide, and it gets away from Griffin at first. And all the way to the fence it goes, and Fisher will hit up to second base. It was a great stab by Peterson at third. But just a tough play in general. So it'll go down as a single and then an error. It was going to be close either way, but here's Drew Gibbs. So I take that back. That will go down as an error. So Fisher at second base. Count 1-0 on Gibbs, who has scored twice and has walked twice. Grable looks back. A runner to second. Couple defensive alignments for Doniphan County. Now this one is hit foul down the right field line and out of play. 1-1 So was mentioning Beach. It's actually, or Peterson, I should say, at third. Beach is actually at third base now. They moved Judd to center, and Peterson is now playing in right field with Grable pitching. 9-0, the Corning lead here in the bottom of the third. Fisher's at second base with nobody out. Gets stopped by The catcher. Two balls and one strike. Yaron Gibbs. The pitch. Oh, and it runs inside, and that's going to hit Gibbs. So he has walked twice. Now he has been hit by a pitch. Now two on with nobody out. So here is JT Ross. 2 for 2, 2 singles. He has driven in 1 and has scored twice. Pitch by Grable. It's fouled away. Fisher was taken off for third base, but has to go back. Grable waits for Fisher to get back to second base. Ross bats from the right side, or I should say the left side. Little open on his stance. Grable's pitch outside for a ball, and it's 1-1. It's been all Corning here in the nightcap. They lead it 9-0 over Doniphan County. And looking to score once again here in the third with 2 on and nobody out. Next pitch by Grable outside. It's 2-1. Fisher the runner at second, Gibbs the runner at first. 2-1 count here on JT Ross. Grable looks out of the stretch, settles, lifts, and fires. Fastball high, and it's now 3-1. Kyler Womack due up next. And a quick meeting on the hill. Grable gets the ball back and settles in. Big pitch coming up. He's behind at 3-1. And here is the pitch, and it's low for 4. The bases are loaded. Both runners took off. Now the bases are loaded with nobody out, and here is Kyler Womack. Womack singled in a run in the 5-run first, also scored, and then he flew out to center in his second at-bat. Now he's got the bases loaded with nobody out. Pitch by Grable in there for a strike. Corning thinking run rule at this point. I think I'll put another big inning together. Grable's next pitch, low and inside. 1-1. Womack, a dangerous hitter, batting from the right side. 1-1. Grable gets the count, glancing back to second base. Infield is in. And hit down the right field line. It's going to be close, but it tails foul. Womack has to head back. It's 1-2. Fisher the runner at third. Gibbs the runner at second. Ross the runner at first. More. 1-2 count here on Womack. Slow roller left side, but this one curls foul. And battling up there, it stays 1-2. Brett Heideman due up next. Bases are loaded, nobody out. Gorgeous evening. Got the orange skyline in the backdrop. The lights on. Calm breeze, 5-10 left to right. Couldn't quite ask for more. to wrap up our doubleheader here this evening. And now a high fly ball. It's going to be in the infield. It's going to be in foul territory. And it lands foul. Boy, that was a tough play for Grable. He came charging in. And Griffin, the catcher, kind of jumped out of the way at the last second. And it's just going to be a foul ball, and it stays 1-2 while Womack's still alive. Three consecutive foul balls. Bases loaded, nobody out. Bottom of the third, 9-0, the Corning lead, looking for more. The infield is in. Here's the pitch. In there, strike three call. Good bender there. Came back in on the inside corner, and Grable gets a big first out as Womack strikes out looking. So that'll bring up Brett Heideman, who is 2-for-2. Two singles, three RBIs, and a run scored. Bases loaded, now one out. Pitch by Grable. Low and away, skips away from Griffin. Everyone advancing, and a run is in. So Fisher scores, sliding in from third on the wild pitch. Gibbs will move up to third, Ross to second. 10-0, Corning in front. Grable has to settle back in against a hot hitter in Brett Heideman, who is 2-for-2. Pitch in there for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Gibbs the runner at third, Ross the runner at second, one across here in the third, 10-0, the Corning lead over Doniphan County. Now a slow roller under the glove of Grable, and now it's off the glove of the shortstop in Davis, and everyone is safe. And another run is in, and it's now 11-0. It was a slow roller that got under the glove of Grable, and then Davis, even if he cleans it, he's not going to have a shot with Heideman's speed. And now, speaking of Heideman, here's Henry. Runners at the corners and still one out. He is also 2-for-2 with an RBI and two runs scored. Pitch by Grable is low for ball one. All Corning here in the bottom of the third. They lead it 11-0. Still barking for more. Here's the pitch. High and away. And there's a stolen base by Brett Heideman as they don't even make a throw. They were trying to maybe catch Ross off guard as they cut off the throw by the pitcher in Grable, but he wasn't going anywhere. So now Ross at third and Heideman at second with Henry Heideman up, taking one inside. And now he is well in front. It's 3-0. With Hunter Lehman due up next. Count. Grable fires. And it's in there for a strike. That's the second time we've seen a hitter think of ball four and toss the bat prematurely, and the umpire calls a strike, so Heideman has to go get it. Step back in and reset with the count 3-1. Grable sets, looks back to second base, and fires the 3-1. That is low and outside for ball four. The base is loaded once again, and here's Hunter Lehman, who has singled in a run and has struck out. He's 1-for-2. And now we'll have another meeting on the hill. So a quick pause in the action. Corning 11, Doniphan County nothing here in the bottom of the third. Corning still batting with the bases loaded again and one out. At this point, if you're Corning, you just want to try to keep everyone fresh and as healthy as possible going into tomorrow night's action. Well, I guess tomorrow night would not be possible at all, because if they lose, they would actually not play until Friday, so I beg your pardon there. So it will be a pitching change, and we'll have that information for you after a quick timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
Doniphan County's third pitcher tonight, it's going to be Alex Deshaun. He comes off the bench as Grable will go back and play center field. Beach is at third. Davis at short. Everly is playing second. Blevins, the first baseman. Griffin catching. They have Franken in left. Grable in center. Peterson is in right. As Deshaun, a lone sub, will try to limit any more damage. Corning has scored two more in the inning. They lead it 11-0. They have the bases loaded with one out. And Hunter Lehman coming up to bat. First pitch by Deshaun is a high fastball, swung on a missed. Lehman, a single and an RBI in the first, and he struck out in the second. Now he has the bases loaded with one out here in the third. Next pitch is low and in the dirt. Good stop by Griffin, the catcher, and it's one ball and one strike. Ross, the runner at third. You got Brett Heidemann at second, Henry Heidemann at first. Pitch by Deshaun is in there for a strike. And it's 1-2. Shakes off one. Deshaun says yes to the second offering by Griffin. The 1-2 is in the dirt. Skips away off the chest pad of Griffin. Everyone advancing. And another run is in. So Ross in. Standing from third, Brett Heidemann moving over to third. Henry Heidemann moving up to second base. So second and third, one down. It's now 12-0, the Corning lead. And the count is now 3-2 on Lehman. Pitch by Deshaun, low and in the dirt. For ball four. So the bases are loaded once again. And that brings up Miles Wimberly. Singled in two runs in his first at-bat, and then was able to go first to third on an error by the center fielder. I think they were just confirming that it was, in fact, ball four to Hunter Lehman, and it was. So here's Miles Wimberly. Got the Heidemanns at third and second with Brett and Henry respectively, and then the runner at first is Lehman. Three more in the third, 12-0 Corning. Still batting with one out. Pitch by Deshaun. Ground ball left side. Davis on a hop. Bobbles it. Long throw. Not in time. Everybody's safe, and it's 13-0. That'll go down as E6. Brett Heidemann scoring from third. Henry moves up to third. Lehman now at second and Wimberly at first. And back to the top of the order with Trenton Talley. Has a couple of hits and a ground out. First pitch by Deshaun is low for a ball. So it's just been a tough go here for Doniphan County tonight. Here's one hit to the right side. Diving stop by Blevins at first. He'll touch the bag for the out, but a run is in. Great play, but it's now 14-0. Talley drives in a run, his second of the night. Henry Heidemann in from third. Lehman up to third, and Wimberly to second. So two on, second and third, two down. 14-0 is the Corning lead, and here is Zach Fisher. First pitch by Deshaun. Low and inside for ball number one. Fisher has scored twice. He has reached twice via an error, and he has also grounded out. Deshaun lifts and fires. That one is in there, knee high for a strike. One ball and one strike. The lead has continued to build from the jump. Corning five in the first, four in the second, five more here in the third, and still batting with two down. Next pitch by Deshaun, low and outside, and it's 2-1. Runner at third is Lehman. The runner at second is Wimberly. Deshaun fires a 2-1, and it's high for ball three. Drew Gibbs on deck. Three balls and one strike. Two on, two out. Bottom of the third inning. 14-0, the Corning lead. Next pitch is in there for a strike. So now the count runs full at 3-2. Big pitch coming up here for Deshaun. Here it is, and it's outside for ball four. So the inning continues, and now it's Drew Gibbs. The bases have been loaded three separate times in this inning. Gibbs has reached base all three times. He has walked twice. He's been hit by a pitch, and he has scored three runs. 14-0, the Corning lead. Bases loaded again. First pitch by Deshaun is outside for a ball. Lehman at third, Wimberly at second, Fisher the runner at first. Next pitch is low and in the dirt. Good stop by Griffin, the catcher, and it's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. It's been all Corning here tonight. Swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch there by Alex Deshaun, and it's two balls and one strike. The 2-1. It is low for ball three. So now three balls and one strike. Bases are loaded with two down. Corning five in the first, four in the second, five here in the third, and still a chance for more. The 3-1 is going to be popped up, foul territory, right side, and out of play. So the count's full now at 3-2 with JT Ross due up next. The 11th batter to come up here in the third. 3-2 pitch coming up. Here it is. And it's high for ball four. And it's now 15-0. So Gibbs has now reached base all four times. And here is JT Ross, the 12th batter to come up here in the inning. First pitch by Deshaun, skips away, but a good stop by Griffin for ball one. Ross has singled twice. He has walked. He has driven in one. He has scored three runs. Wimberly at third. Fisher at second. Gibbs at first. And the pitch. Hit well. Deep center field. Backing up is Grable, and it is going to one-hop the fence. One run is in. It's still kicked around on the warning track. Two runs are in, and the bases are going to be cleared. JT Ross, a deep drive to center in front of the 340 sign. It's now 18-0, and nine runs have scored in the inning. It has just been one of those nights. Now it's Kyler Womack. Ross drives in three with a double. He's driven in four. And a ground ball, left side. Davis has it. Plenty of time to throw. And they finally record the final outs to end the inning. Nine runs score. It's 18-0 Corning. We head to the fourth here on KNZA.
This is John Runnebaum, Regional Market President at Community National Bank. Community National Bank is your trusted strategic partner and local community bank. We prioritize your financial goals and provide tailored solutions to meet your unique needs. Our experienced team is dedicated to building lasting relationships and supporting the growth of your business. Count on us for your personalized service, innovative banking products, and a commitment to the success of the local community. Welcome home to Community National Bank, serving Seneca, Sabetha, Tonganoxie, Fazer, Topeka, and Overland Park.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Well, it's been all Corning. It's kind of an understatement. 18-0, they lead Doniphan County. They scored nine runs in the third. Trenton Talley is going to be the new pitcher for Corning as he takes over for Drew Gibbs, who did not allow a hit in his three innings of work. Doniphan County coming up for a fourth time. But again, not much to say. As Trenton Talley takes over, he'll face Grable, Blevins, and Everly here in the top of the fourth. Womack gets out there. Just trying to double-check the defensive alignments here as Fisher now playing second base. They got Gibbs over at short. And once again, Talley pitching. Talley getting his warm-up tosses in. That's a Trillia Panther. Unofficially, 18 runs here through three innings on 13 hits. Doniphan County has tallied four errors. Corning has left five on base. Doniphan County had a shot in the first to get on the board. They stranded two. Got on with a walk and then a hit batter. Still looking for that first hit in this game. So we start the top of the fourth inning. 18-0, the Corning advantage. And here is the number three spot in the order with Austin Grable. Sally fires in the first pitch. And it's outside for a ball. Grable grounded out to the pitcher his first time up. And here's Tally again. Fastball outside, 2-0. Two balls and no strikes here on Grable, the pitch. And popped foul. And it's two balls and one strike. So Grable, Blevins, and Everly do up here in the fourth. Here's Tally with the windup. Now it is in there for a strike. And it's two balls and two strikes. Corning looking to match up with Hiawatha in the second game tomorrow night. Here's a ground ball right back to Tally. Quick underhand shovel to the first baseman in Race Fisher, who was checked in for the first out. That'll bring up Logan Blevins, who was hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Tally settles. Womack gives him the call. First pitch to Blevins. In there for a strike. So again, we'll have two games for you tomorrow night. First one up will be Sabetha and Seneca in an elimination game. Next pitch in there for a strike, 0-2, and that'll be followed by Hiawatha against Corning, barring the greatest comeback in Legion baseball history. Here's Tally with an 0-2. Ground ball right side. Fisher picks it up after a couple bobbles, and he'll step on the bag and record the second out. So two up and two down. Here's Cooper Everly. Everly was our player of the game in the matchup last night, and their win over Sabetha. In five at-bats, he reached all five times. Two doubles, two singles, a walk. He drove in four. Big part in their win over Sabetha, and Tally throws in a bender for a strike. Tally works quickly. Womack working the outside corner right there, but doesn't get the call, and it's one ball and one strike. Tally gave it to Womack right where he set up on that outside corner. One ball and one strike to Everly. Tally trying to retire Doniphan County in order in the fourth. And there's a strike about the same place. This time he gets the call. It's 1-2. The run rule is 10 after 5, so we're at least going to play 5. As right now we're in the top of the fourth. Corning will get at least one more at bat. Off the inside part of the bat, ground ball right side, fielded by Fisher. Tally covers and makes the play. And Doniphan County goes 3 up, 3 down in the fourth. So we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. All Corning, they lead it 18-0.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Cornyn coming up for potentially the final time in this one. They lead Doniphan County 18-0. Race Fisher will lead things off. He is pitch hitting for Brett Heideman. Heideman was 3-for-3 in his three at-bats with three singles, but now we'll bring up Race Fisher for an at-bat here. And the first pitch by Alex Deshaun is in there for a strike. Cornyn wasted no time. 5 in the first, 4 in the second, and then 9 in the third. They lead it 18-0. Second pitch by Deshaun is in there for a strike, and it's 0-2 quickly. Pitch by Deshaun, that one in the dirt, and it's now 1-2. Race Fisher, Henry Heideman, and Hunter Lehman do up here in the bottom of the fourth. Umpire took that ricochet off the off his right hand, kind of shaking that one off. But he's good to go. Deshaun back to it, 1-2. You're on Fisher in the bottom of the fourth inning. 18-0 is the Cornyn lead. And there's a swing and a miss by Fisher, and down he goes. That'll bring up Henry Heideman. So one up and one down here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's Henry Heideman, who has reached three times, two singles, a walk. He has driven in one. He has scored three times. Deshaun's first pitch in there for a strike. So again, Doniphan County still alive. They'll be off tomorrow. They won't have to play. They would play on Friday night. They would have to win two games back to back to get themselves an opportunity to go to state. Here's the 0-2 and a swing and a miss. By Henry Heideman. And back-to-back strikeouts here in the bottom of the fourth. So here's Hunter Lehman. He has singled in a run. He has walked and scored. And he has struck out. Well, now they're going to switch it. Beg your pardon, this is going to be... it's going to be L.J. Kelzer who's pitch hitting. First pitch missing outside for a ball, so Kelzer takes the spot of Lehman. And the 1-0 from Deshaun is fouled straight back. So 1-1. To L.J. Kelzer comes off the bench here in the bottom of the fourth. The 1-1 in the dirt skips away. Now 2-1. A lot of shuffling with the lineup here late in the big lead. Getting as many at-bats and opportunities to those who started this game on the bench. Here's a 2-1. In there for a strike, and it's 2-2, and now... at Deshaun, who's a strike away from striking out the side. And the 2-2. Just missed upstairs, and now the count's full at 3-2. Pitch hitter Ben Haberkamp is on deck. He'll be taking the spot of Wimberly. And it's ball four. Pitch was low and in the dirt, and Kelzer at first base with two outs, and now here's Haberkamp. So Haberkamp gets an at-bat. A lefty steps in with Kelzer at first base. 18-0. Corning with the lead here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch by Deshaun is high for a ball. Slight bend to the knees. Pretty straight up with his stance. Next pitch gets away. And Kelzer takes second base without a throw. Two balls and no strikes here on Haberkamp. Deshaun sets and fires. That one is in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Deshaun struck out Race Fisher and Henry Heidemann back-to-back and then gave up a walk to Kelzer. And now here's a line drive right back up the middle and into center field for a hit. And we'll stop Kelzer at third. And Haberkamp comes through with a single. And they're at the corners with two down and back to the top of the order with Trenton Talley. Talley has singled twice, and he has grounded out twice. He has driven in two. He's got him at the corners with two down. First pitch from Deshaun is high for ball number one. So we're in the bottom of the fourth, and Talley is batting for a fifth time. Deshaun sets, and the 1-0 is in the dirt. It's stopped by Griffin. And it's two balls and no strikes. Corning certainly doesn't need to add to the lead, but they certainly can here with a base hit. There's a ball that gets away from Griffin, but he gets there in time to avoid Kelzer scampering in from third, but Haberkamp does take second base. So now second and third. The count on Talley is 3-0. Here is the 3-0 by Deshaun, and it's tying inside for ball four. So the inning continues, and here's Zach Fisher. Kelzer the runner at third, Haberkamp at second, Talley at first. Fisher has reached three times, two via the air, one by a walk. He has scored three runs. Now he has them loaded with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth, and the first pitch is in there for a strike. Deshaun gets the sign and fires outside for a ball, and it's 1-1. Gibbs up next. Fisher can do something here. One ball, one strike, two outs, bases juiced, bottom of the fourth, 18-0, the Corning lead. That one skips away, but a good stop, or I should say a good bounce off the backstop. It's right back to Griffin, no advance by anybody, and it's 2-1. Just past the 10 o'clock hour, you're on KNZA. Here's the 2-1 from Deshaun. In there for a strike, and it's 2-2. Corning scored 5 in the first, 4 in the second. They scored 9 in the third. Doniphan County does not have a hit. Here's the pitch. and a foul ball. And it stays 2-2. Fisher gets a sign from the third base coach, steps back in, two balls and two strikes. Deshaun's pitch is a swing and a miss. It was tipped, but Griffin completes the strikeout, and he'll actually strike out the side. So one final time, Doniphan County needs plenty of runs to keep this thing going. We head to the top of the fifth, 18-0 the Corning lead.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
More likely, potentially the final half inning here in this second game of the doubleheader tonight. Double A's Zone 4 Legion Baseball Tournament. Corning has an 18-0 lead here against Doniphan County. Trenton Talley will try to shut the door. The 10-run rule, up 10 after 5. So, essentially by the books, Doniphan County would need 9 runs to move this thing to the bottom of the fifth. It'll be Cole Franken to lead things off against Trenton Talley. Some defensive changes. Kelzer now the center fielder for Corning. Then Haverkamp's in right field. Talley came on, pitched a scoreless fourth, and will now try to shut the door here in the fifth. First pitch to Franken is in there for a strike. Fastball in the outside corner. Franken struck out his first time up against Drew Gibbs. Gibbs pitched the first 3 innings and was dynamite. Ground ball left side and under the glove of Henry Heidemann at third, and there's the first hit for Doniphan County. It's a single. And that'll bring up Beckham Griffin. Griffin struck out his first time up. Franken's at first base with nobody out. Talley out of the stretch, and fires, low and outside for a ball. Trenton Talley, with a 1-1 count, settles and fires. It is high. The runner at first is Franken, nobody out here in the top of the fifth. 18-0, Corning leads. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled straight back. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Griffin bats from the right side. And a swing and a miss makes it 2-2. Fastball in the outside corner, just a bit outside of it. See what Talley wants to muscle up here with 2 strikes. Fisher holding Franken at first, and a swing and a miss on a high fastball. Down goes Griffin for the first out here in the fifth. That'll bring up Coulter Peterson. So Doniphan County down to their final 2 outs. Talley's pitch, nasty bender in there for a strike. and it's 0-1. Peterson struck out his first time up. Franken's at first base with one out. Pitch by Talley, and it's fouled away. And Peterson needs to protect. It's 0-2. So, again, tomorrow night, the doubleheader will start with Sabetha against Seneca in an elimination game. There's a strike three call in the outside corner. Down goes Peterson, and it's up to Seth Judd. Or, correction, it's going to be Alex Deshaun. And then Corning and Hiawatha in the late game tomorrow night, with the winner of that one advancing to state next week. First pitch by Talley. It's a fastball for a strike. Talley trying to shut the door and close the game out here in the fifth. The 0-1 is fouled away. Just out in front of an off-speed pitch, and Deshaun is down 0-2. What a night it's been for Corning. They have dominated from the jump. And a matchup with the top two seeds in this field looming late tomorrow night. The 0-2. It's a high fastball missing. It's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Runner at first, two down, top five, 18-0 the Corning lead, a strike away from putting it away. Talley looks and fires. In there, strike three call. He will strike out the side to end the ball game. It's been a dominant performance, no doubt. 18-0, that'll do it. And we'll step aside and wrap things up when we come back here on KNZA.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
Summer has arrived, and we all love to take in those warm summer rays, but we must remember to protect our skin and eyes from the damaging effects of the sun. UV exposure is the main culprit for skin cancer diagnosis. If you plan to be out in the sun, the best protection for your skin is to use sunscreen, SPF 15 or higher. Wear protective clothing, including a hat and sunglasses, and find plenty of shade. Please talk with your primary care physician today if you have any concerns or questions about your risk for skin cancer. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
One final time as the doubleheader wraps up. A dominant win for Corning in five innings over Doniphan County, 18-0, as they scored five in the first, four in the second, nine in the third, and they held Doniphan County to just one hit in the game. Brandon and Logan, one final time. So the updated brackets, and our doubleheader is set for tomorrow night. First game at 6 o'clock. It'll be an elimination game between Sabetha and Seneca. And then following that, around 8 o'clock, it'll be the top two seeds, Hiawatha and Corning, with the winner of that game advancing to the state tournament next week. Two teams out of this five-team field will advance, but Hiawatha or Corning, whoever wins that game tomorrow night, will be the first team to advance, and then we'll find out the second team going with the games on Friday night. Final tallies in this one before we dive into our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca. So Corning now 10-2 with the win, 18 runs, 14 hits. They had no errors. They left 8 on base. Doniphan County, no runs, 1 hit, 4 errors, and they left 3 on base. Again, could go a number of different directions for Corning in regards to a player of the game, but I'm going to give it to JT Ross with plenty of honorable mentions. Drew Gibbs, 3 strong innings pitching. He had 5 strikeouts, didn't give up a run or a hit. Certainly was an option, but a cleanup man, JT Ross, he had 4 at bats. He had 3 hits, a double, 2 singles, a walk. He drove in 4 and scored 3 runs. So very consistent. So JT Ross is going to be our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca. So again, the two finals tonight, Hiawatha beating Seneca 6-2 in game one, Corning 18-0 in 5 in game number 2 over Doniphan County. Again, our games tomorrow night, Sabetha and Seneca at 6, followed by Hiawatha and Corning. Until then, thank you so much for tuning in. For Logan in studio, I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow night for more Legion Baseball here in Seneca across the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of American Legion Baseball on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.